USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day three of President Trump's impeachment trial is underway on Capitol Hill.
President Trump used the powers of his office to solicit a foreign nation to interfere in our elections for his own personal benefit. Note that the act of solicitation itself, just the ask, constitutes an abuse of power. But President Trump went further.
One of the Democratic impeachment managers, Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York. Vice President Mike Pence is calling on world leaders to join the U.S. in confronting Iran and global anti-Semitism.
We must be prepared to confront and expose the vile tide of anti-Semitism that is fueling hate and violence all across the world.
Vice President Pence is speaking at the World Holocaust Forum in Jerusalem. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's been an uptick in jobless claims. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
The Labor Department says around 211,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, up about 6,000 from the week before, and that total had been revised up from 204,000 to 205. The largest increases in claims, California, Texas, Missouri, and Florida. Biggest decreases were seen in New York, Wisconsin, South Carolina, and Connecticut.
State Department officials say there's been no increase on ISIS activity in Syria and Iraq. Special Envoy Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS, James Jeffrey, says in Iraq, coalition forces remain focused on the protection of Iraqi forces.
We have not seen an uptick in violence in Iraq by Daesh in this period. They haven't taken advantage of it as far as we can see.
Jeffrey also says coalition forces are continuing to battle ISIS in northeast Syria. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he doesn't want to be part of a witness swap that would have him testify at the Senate impeachment trial in exchange for appearances by former and current Trump administration officials. Biden, speaking in Iowa, tells a crowd,
"The reason why I would not make the deal, the bottom line is, this is a constitutional issue, and we're not going to turn it into a farce, into some kind of political theater. They're trying to turn into political theater, but I want no part of being any part of that."
China has issued a travel ban for all residents of Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak that's killed 17 people. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The ban comes as millions of people in mainland China are expected to travel long distances to celebrate the Lunar New Year. The city is shutting down all public transportation, including buses, subways, and ferries. Officials also canceled all flights and trains departing from the city in central Hubei province. Transportation officials didn't ban travel by private vehicles, but warned that citizens shouldn't leave the city unless there's special conditions. Health officials are attempting to contain the coronavirus outbreak, which likely began in the Wuhan seafood market, which has since closed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. Quite the sad situation in Australia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.